在主里的平安。
Good morning and peace in the Lord, dear brothers and sisters.
让我们一起先来读几处主的话语。
We'll begin by reading from the Word of God.
首先请大家翻开哥林多后书第三章第哥林多后书第三章第十八节。
First, please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit.
然后我们请看彼得后书第一章十到十一节。
Then please turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 1 to 10.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10 and 11. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
第三处的圣经我们请读约翰一书第二章第二十八节。
And thirdly, from 1 John chapter 2, verse 28.
小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧，当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
Now little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming.
好，让我们低头，有一点祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
亲爱的主啊，我们的心转向你，求你除去我们心中的帕子。
Dear Lord, our heart turn to you. May you unveil our face.
让我们众人都敞着脸得以看见你的荣光。
That we all may have unveiled face to see your glory.
主啊，都带我们上山。主啊，能够看见你的威荣，也听见你的声音。
Lord, may you bring us to the top of Mount of Transfiguration that we may see your glory and we may hear your voice.
早上能听见你安慰和鼓励的话语。
Lord, may we hear your words of comfort and words of encouragement.
能够影响而且改变我们的生活。
That we can be affected and can be transformed.
好叫我们能预备迎接你的再来。
So that we can prepare ourselves for your coming.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 为了这一次的夏令会，我们要向主献上一切的感谢。
We all need to give thanksgiving and praises to the Lord for the conference we just had.
不但气候舒适，年长的和孩子们欢聚一堂，就有如以色列人上耶路撒冷过节一般。
And not only he has given us very mild weather, but all the adults and the children can all gather together joyfully, just like the Jewish people used to go up to Jerusalem for the feasts.
尤其看见年轻人，许多的年轻人兴起，不但在聚会中参与服事，而且在会中更受到主的被主的话所摸着。
We especially saw many young people who rose up to serve and participate in during the conference, and many of them were touched and transformed by the word of the Lord.
信息以后踊跃的开口祷告回应，这个 甚至啊，有五年级的孩子受感呢、啊，能在几百个人的聚会中开口祷告，这一切都是圣灵的工作。
Many young people were touched by the word of the Lord, and they were able and willing to open their mouth to respond in prayer. Even the fifth grader, touched by the Holy Spirit, he or she was willing to open his mouth amidst hundreds of saints and to pray accordingly.
更奇妙的是啊，早上晚上的两位弟兄的交通啊，在灵里面是完全相通、完全一致的。我们只能向主献上我们的敬拜。
And more amazingly, both speakers in the morning and in the evening, without talking to each other, the whole in the spirit, their messages were perfectly in harmony.
鲁西欧弟兄提到了这一个彼得，因为在变化身上亲眼看见了主的威荣，也听见了父神从天上来的声音，这个深刻的印象成为了保罗的意象，一直到他离世为主殉道。
And Brother Lucio in the evening shared how Peter went to the mountain of transfiguration. He saw the glory of the Lord and he heard the whisper from the Father, and that became his vision all the way till he died.
王老弟兄以他92岁的高龄告诉了我们最重要的事。
And in the morning, Brother Wang, 92 years old, and with all his experience, he shared with us what's most important.
提醒我们要一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，并且在他的殿里求问。
And he shared with us that we ought to dwell in the house of the Lord and to gaze upon his beauty and to inquire of him.
这是大卫王一生的愿望和所寻求的，但愿这也是我们一生的愿望和我们所追求的。
And that was the one desire that King David had all his life, and may that be our one desire also.
虽然这都是我们很熟悉啊，甚至于能背诵的经节，就如我们对主的再来也是耳熟能详的。
Even though these are very familiar verses, just like the coming of the Lord, we have heard about it so many times.
但是多半只停留在知识道理上，对生活并没有多少的影响和改变。
But very often these remain head knowledge, and they don't do a whole lot in changing our life and our practice.
我们只有主观的经历到，看见，亲眼看见，在灵里面看见主的威荣，也听见主的声音，才能成为我们的意象，影响我们的一生。
Only if we ourselves can subjectively and personally have an experience of the Lord, have a vision of His glory, and to hear His voice, then our life will be transformed.
并且带领我们经过度过这个黑暗的一生，直到我们见主的日子。
And that will help us and accompany us through this dark and perverse generation until we see the Lord face to face.
此外啊，在这个暑期的夏令会以前，我们年长的聚会正好读完了彼得前书和后书。
And before the summer conference, our Thursday morning elderly.By Bible study, we have been going through the book of 2 Peter.
那鲁西欧弟兄的交通呢，正好是从彼得后书里面，就是彼得在他离世以前心中的负担呢，来跟我们交通。这个正和我们在年长聚会中里面所摸着的负担是非常的相近。
And it just happened that Brother Lucio shared from the book of 2 Peter how Peter's one desire and one burden before he was about to go to the Lord, and which echoes what we had shared about.On Thursday morning.
甚至在特会下午的这个专题啊，我是参加了这一个神的意义和世界道德的标准，也和彼得后书跟这个提跟这个犹大书，还有甚至于以诺的那个负担也是相吻合的。
And on top of that, in the afternoon workshop, I participated in the workshop of the righteousness of God and the moral standard of the world, which also echoes what the burdens of the speaker talking about the time of Enoch of.Lot and of Noah.
Yes. 所以我今天早上接着弟兄们的这个交通啊，我有一些更进一步的分享和呼应，题目就是丰丰富富进入永远的国。
So through the sharings and the burdens that we have shared during the summer conference, I want to follow through and to have some of sharing of my own, which is the topic would be to enter into the eternal kingdom. With abundant supply.
这个 slide 可以打出来哈。 那分成三个小点。
And there are three subtitles.
人的堕落和被盗是一个黑暗的背景。
And one is that dark background, which is the fall and the apostasy of man.
第二是神的国和神的义。
Secondly, the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
第三是进入神的国，进入神国和荣耀的路。
And thirdly,the way to enter into the kingdom of God and into His glory.
好，我们先看第一点，人的堕落和被盗。
First of all, we want to see the apostasy of man.
在彼得后书第二章啊，我们都是接着从着彼得的负担来的哈。彼得后书二章一节二节是这么说的。
So we continue through with the burden of Peter. In 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 and 2 says,
从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师父私自引进陷害人的异端，连买他们的主他们也不承认，自取速速的灭亡。将有许多人随从他们邪淫的行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。
But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies,even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of the truth will be maligned.
彼得写彼得后书的时候，大约是主后69年，跟犹大书和提摩太后书差不多的年代，是耶路撒冷被罗马提多太子毁灭的前一年。
And when Peter wrote 2 Peter, it was about 69 AD, and it was around the same time Paul wrote 2 Timothy, and also Jude wrote the book of Jude. And it was the year before the Roman Empire destroyed Jerusalem.
所以那个世代啊，不但是邪恶，连教会他就说，你们中间呢，也因为假师父的异端而堕落，人心被盗，使得真理被人毁谤。
And so not only that whole generation was perverse and under depravity, but also within the church, he says there are false teachers among you who brought in destruction.
下面一处经文呢，在彼后三章三到七节啊，彼得特别的指出。
And then we will read from chapter 3, verse 3 to 7.
我归纳的来说哈，三节四节是说到那些好好讥诮的人，主说主要降临的应许在哪里呢？
And I will summarize, and that their mockers will come, they will mock, saying, where is the promise of the coming of the Lord?
然后五节六节呢，就说啊，是他们故意忘记神的话和历史上曾经发生过的事实啊，在挪亚的世代啊。因着人的不敬虔，神曾经用洪水审判了那世代的人，把那个不敬虔的世代清理了。
And verse 5 and 6 says they purposely ignore the word of the Lord, and then they try to forget the fact that the Lord has destroyed and judged the earth by the flood during the time of Noah.
第七节呢，就是彼得提醒信徒们说，这个被盗的世代也要在主显现的日子受审判，和如挪亚的日子一样，但是呢，不是用水，乃是用火来焚烧，那是何等的严肃和警惕。
And verse 7, Peter reminds all the saints that this world and this generation will also be judged just as the time of Noah, except it will not be by flood, but by fire, and it will be such a stern warning to us.
那么在挪亚那个世代所犯的罪是什么呢？我下面列出了几个经文，我们没有把内容打出来，但是大家回去可以读。
So what was the sin of Noah's generation? And I have listed several scriptures which was not typed out, but you can take down the notes and then go back and read it.
创世纪六章一到五节，彼得后书二章四到七节，犹大书六到八节和十四到十五节。
And from Genesis 6, 1 through 5, 2 Peter 2, 4 to 7, and Jude 6 to 8, and 14 and 15.
他主要说什么呢? 乃是因为有不守本位的天使和人类的女子交合产生了上古的伟人巨人，就是变种的人。
What was this saying? It was saying that in the beginning, during the Genesis time, that the angels of God took the daughters of men as their own wives, and then they produced Nephilims and giants and mighty men of the earth, which were transformed mutants.
Mutated men.
And then they transformed, they changed their gender and sex. It was greatly, it was evil continually before the Lord.
不但身体犯罪，而且心中的思想也尽都是恶，以致神把那个时代不虔不义的人用洪水审判毁灭了，只是留下了挪亚的一家八口。The
Bible says the Lord saw the wickedness of man, and then the every intent of their thoughts and of their heart was evil continually. So the Lord just judged the earth and destroyed the whole earth, only saving Noah and eight of his family members.
后来又有索多玛、俄摩拉的，是仿效、不守本位的天使、逆性、变态的行同性恋，所以被火焚烧，只搭救了罗德。
And soon later, during the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, people imitated the way of the angels, and then they perverted against nature with sodomy, and as a result, God judged Sodom and Gomorrah with fire.
只有保留了罗德,
and he saved only righteous Lot.
你说这是不是和今天的世代很相似?
And was this not very similar to the generation that we are in today?
这个世界所教导的 道德标准是什么呢? 它是以政教分离为借口, 以不要神为本质。
What is the moral standard of this world? It proclaims the separation of church and state, and yet in reality it is to reject God.
倡导进化论就是无神论，以科学为招牌。
It proclaims the so-called evolution, which is in reality atheism. And it holds up the banner of science.
Science.
It sounds very good. It proclaims science over everything.
强调人本主义哲学的自由思想，其实目的是不要神，却以自由。
It proclaims or it emphasizes on humanism and the philosophy of freedom, and but in reality, it's just rejecting God.
主张呢是所谓的平等、公平、爱、接纳、尊重每一个人，它是推销所谓的民主为普世的价值，其实呢也是不要神.
It talked about so-called equality. Or fairness, or love, or acceptance of everyone. But in reality, this kind of democracy also is to reject God.
所以啊, 听起来, 似是而非。
Because everything sounds good and plausible.
什么叫 plausible呢? 就是听起来很有说服力, 但是呢, 目的是欺骗, 因为背后主要就是这个世界的王, 就是说谎之父撒旦。
Possible just means everything sounds very good and convincing, but behind all of it is the father of lies, which is the king of this world.
所以在这个前提底下呢，世界许多的地方，包括美国，同性恋已经合法化，学校也公开教导并且鼓励孩子们去变性，这正是末世的写照。
In all of these conditions, in many places in this world and in the United States, homosexuality is already legal, and in school they openly encourage kids to go through gender transformation.
所以在马太福音哈，我们打出来哈，下面一个经文24章37节说，挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临。 也要怎样。
And therefore, in the Gospel of Matthew, it says, "As the days of Noah are, so will the days of the coming of the Son of Man."
说完了这个黑暗的背景，我们来看第二点。
So after seeing
神的国和神的义
after seeing the depravity and the apostasy of men, then we can see the kingdom and the righteousness of God.
因为弟兄在夏令会的时候就特别讲到彼得离世以前的负担嘛。
Because our brother shared the burden of Peter before he went to the Lord.
你若是仔细去读啊，像我们年长聚会读了彼得前后书啊，他主要就是说到神的行政，神的国就是神的公义，特别说到了神的审判。
If you read very carefully from the Word of God, like we did from 1st and 2nd Peter, then it talks about the righteousness of God and the administration of God and also the judgment of God.
那么，所以彼得临终的负担是什么呢？你看下面一个经文啊，在彼后一章十节、十一节，我们刚刚读的。
So what was the burden of Peter before he died? We just read from chapter 1, verse 10 and 11.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤啊，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主基督耶稣永远的国。
He implores the brethren to be all the more diligent so that we can enter into the kingdom abundantly.
这个彼得离世以前他的负担就是说啊，要提醒信徒们，我们不单是仅仅得救就好了，还要继续追求属灵生命的长进，这样才得以丰丰富富的进入主基督永远的国。
The deepest burden that Peter had before he went to the Lord was that not we should not only be merely saved, but that we should follow the Lord until the life of the Lord can grow and mature within us, that we can really truly enter into the eternal kingdom of our Lord.
这个国要作为赏赐。赐给那些殷勤追求在生命上长大成熟的人。
And this kingdom is a reward for all those who diligently pursue after the growth of the life of Christ in us.
生命上长大成熟呢，乃是与神的性情有份，表现他的荣耀和美德的那个忠信的信徒。
And what does it mean to grow and mature in the life of, in the statue of the Lord? But those who truly follow the Lord and allow His life to be manifested, allow His beauty and His kindness to be manifested through us.
那么下面一节圣经，罗马十四章十七节告诉我们，神的国和神的义有绝对的关系。
And from Romans chapter 14, 17,It says, the kingdom of God has everything to do with the righteousness of God.
所以他说神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
The scripture says, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
又如下一节圣经，就是林前六章九到十一节，九到十节所说的。
And then follow through with 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 and 10.
Yeah.他说啊，岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？
Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?
他特别说不要自欺哈，这一个为什么呢？他说这些不义的人包括什么呢？包括不但是偷窃、贪婪、醉酒、辱骂、勒索，也包括淫乱啊，还有娈童和青男色的。就是今天所谓的 LGBT 的。
He says, do not be deceived. What are the unrighteous? Not only the thieves and the covetous and the drunkards and the revilers, the swindlers, but also includes the fornicators, the idolaters, the adulterers, the effeminate and the homosexuals.
就是旧约啊，我们这次讲到以诺啊，挪亚啊，罗德时代那些不虔不义之人所行的。
And we talked about the time of Enoch, we talked about the time of Noah, the time of Lot, all the people who practiced unrighteousness.
这里说不要自欺，因为这里有一个谎言。
Here it says, do not be deceived, because here is a lie.
你知道世界的谎言是怎么说吗？他说同性恋是天生的，不能改的。好像人的身高和皮肤的颜色不能改一样。
What is the lie of the world? It says that homosexuality is nature. It cannot be changed, just like your height, your skin, your nature, your skin color.
然而这正是谎言。身高、肤色不能改，不错。但是同性恋不是不能改。
But this is a lie, because it is true that your height, your skin color cannot be changed. Yet homosexuality is not nature.
神的话很清楚的指明，这里说是不义的，是不能承受神的国的。
The word of God is very clear. It says this is not nature, but rather unrighteousness, and he cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
你再看下一节，十一节，接下来怎么说呢？
And what does it say in 11, as he follows through?
你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净成圣称义了。
Paul tells the saints in Corinthians, such these people were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God.
这个表明什么?
What does that mean?
这个表明说罪人不是不能改，乃是所有的罪人，所有不义的人都需要并且能够被拯救，能够被改变。
It says not just because sin is in our nature that we cannot change,but that all the sinners, everyone who is unrighteous, needs and should be saved. And we can be cleansed, sanctified, and justified in the name of our Lord.
所以是从不义中被神洗净、成圣、称义。
That out of unrighteousness, all of us can be washed, can be sanctified, can be justified.
但是呢，今天却看到许多不但是世人受到撒旦谎言的欺骗，甚至于有些神的儿女也受了欺骗，被仇敌掳去，令人心痛。
But the whole world has been deceived by the lies of the enemy. Not only so, many among the children of God has been deceived by this lie. And how that brings sorrow to our heart.
就如当初仇敌在伊甸园里，蛇如何用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
In the same way, the serpent had deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden in the very beginning.
今天这个世界的王，这个谎言之父，他还在用诡计来欺骗人，就是用假先知和虚假的教训，特别是欺骗年轻人。
In this, even today, the king of this world, that is the father of all lies, used his trickeries to and his false prophets, his false teachers to deceive the young people among us.
从彼得的这个负担里面，我们就了解他主要的目的就是要阻止、拦阻神的儿女丰丰富富的进入啊神永远的国里得奖赏。所以我们千万不要受他的欺骗。
The goal of the enemy is exactly to prevent the children of God to enter into the kingdom.
我稍微再多说几句这个世界的道德标准呢。
And I will say a little more about the moral standard of this world.
如果没有神，不论说的多好听，就像知识善恶术。
If it excludes God, no matter how good it sounds, it will just be like the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
有善也有恶，善与恶交相牵连纠缠。
There is good and there is also evil. The good and evil entangles all together.
也就像包着糖衣的毒药。这个毒药是什么呢？就是不敬虔，就是不要神，就是排斥神，或者把我们的主、我们的神弃绝。
It would just be like a sugar-coated pill of poison. And what is that poison? Which is the spirit to reject God, to rebel against God, to deny God.
就叫做不敬虔 ,ungodly, 就是没有神。
Which is ungodly, which isto remove God altogether.
我们刚才说了，这个世界道德标准很强调的一件事就是啊，这个平等公平 equality equity 啊，爱接纳每一个人，尊重每一个人。
And we mentioned earlier this one a part the most important part of this moral standard of the world today is about equality, about honoring and respecting everyone.
听起来很好听，但是这个重点是什么呢？就是没有神，没有神是什么？就是不敬虔 ，ungodly， 而且是什么？就是不义。
And it sounds all very, very good, but they mention all of this without by excluding God from their standard, and as a result, it is ungodly and it is unrighteous.
就如这个罗马书一章十八节和下一个经节哈所说的
just like Romans chapter 1 verse 18 says.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔。不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness.
不虔、不义，好像一对双胞胎，没有神就没有真正的义。
This ungodliness and unrighteousness are twins.If there is no God, then there is no true righteousness.
因为神自己就是义，神自己也是爱。
Because God himself is righteousness. He himself is love.
爱和义不能分开的。
And you cannot remove love from righteousness or
one from the other. 只有在神里面，爱和义才可以同时存在。
Only in God, love and righteousness can coexist.
不错，神会按公义审判，但是神也是爱，在他的爱子里面为人钉十字架，使人可以得救，可以进入神的国，这才是真正的公义。
The Lord will judge in his righteousness, and yet in him there is love. Therefore, he judged his son upon the cross, so sinners like us can enter into his kingdom in his righteousness.
你可看见了，爱和义是同时存在的。
So you see, in the Lord, there is love and righteousness together.
好，第三点，我们来看进入神国和荣耀的路。
So thirdly, we need to see this way to enter into His kingdom and into His glory.
虽然地上满了不虔和不义，但这也是表明黑夜已深，白昼将近。主的再来和信徒得荣耀的时候已经近在眼前了。
Even though we see the world is filled with ungodliness, unrighteousness, but it also means that the night is dark and the dawn is near, and the Lord is coming is very soon.
感谢主借着夏令会的两位讲员把如何丰丰富富进入神的国和荣耀里面的路，就是被提的路，借着主的话清楚地指示我们。
And we praise the Lord that the two speakers at the summer conference really supply to us abundantly this way to enter into the kingdom of God.
这里面有三个小点我要交通。
So there are three subtopics in here.
A 就是活在与父神的交通中。
One is to live in fellowship with God the Father.
我们看第一处经文是路加福音九章二十八到二十九。
Firstly, we read from Luke chapter 9 verse 28 and 29.
这里是说到主耶稣在变化山登山变相，是发生在什么时候呢？是发生他带着彼得、雅各、约翰上山去祷告，正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白放光。
Here it records, at the Mount of Transfiguration, he took Peter, James, and John up to the mountain. As he was praying, the appearance of his face became different, and his clothing became white and started shining with gleaming.
所以这就告诉我们得荣耀的路啊乃是在于祷告，就是活在与父神的交通中。
So here it talks about how the Lord Jesus received glory is while he was praying, that is to live in the presence of his Father.
主耶稣在地上的生活就是我们在地上生活的榜样，他是一直天天的活在与神不断的交通和祷告之中。
Our Lord Jesus, He is the example of how we should also live on the earth. He lived daily in prayers, in fellowship with the Father.
今天主耶稣的生命也活在我们的里面，所以呢，我们也能够照他的生命，活在与父不断的交通和祷告的里面。
Today, the life of our Lord Jesus dwells within you and I, so we can also be in fellowship with the Father in prayers daily.
那这个交通呢，也可以说是借着祷告和读经啊，向大卫瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
And this fellowship through prayers, through reading the scripture, we can also be like David, to be in the temple of the Lord, to inquire upon his glory.
也像啊，使徒保罗在这个后面一个经节，林后三章十八节所说的，来注目观看他，又好像来照镜子。
Like the scripture we read in the beginning from 2 Corinthians, that we can see him with unveiled face, beholding as in the mirror.
你知道我们看什么啊？其实就反照什么。
You know, whatever we look at, we will look at it as a mirror to ourselves.
我们天天看手机啊，我们的思想、我们的观念、我们的说话，其实就反映了好像那个手机那一切资料背后的那个人。
And if you look at your cell phone every day, then that becomes your reflection. All of your thoughts, your mind, your speech, your heart reflects whatever content you're watching on your cell phone.
啊，那里有个东西在后面的。你天天看，天天看，你就像他。
There is something. There is a man behind the contents of everything on the social media. And you see every day, you become like the man behind it.
所以你啊，我们多观看主，多思想他的话，就越多的像主。
But if you gaze upon the Lord and you meditate on His word, then He will become your reflection.
我们越注目观看他。他的形象就越多的刻在我们的心中，他的荣美也越多的累积在我们里面。
And the more you gaze upon him, the more you gaze upon his beauty, then his glory, his beauty, his kindness will become engraved on your heart.
你不要小看这个每天的生活，时时活在主的面前，这个能够一点一点的在里面改变我们。
Do not despise the day of small things.
能够逐渐地把我们变成主的形状，就是形象啊 ，image。
That these daily things can gradually change us and transform us into the likeness of the Lord.
他说：“荣上加荣啊，就是开始有一点荣耀，然后更多的荣耀。哎呀，然后呢，就如同从主的灵变成的。”
And it's described here as glory to from glory to glory. It means we start with a little bit of glory, and the Lord adds onto it until our whole image is made into the same glory of the Lord.
这个例子就是我们夏令会所讲的以诺的一生嘛。
And we saw that as a perfect example in the life of Enoch.
他当时就是处在那个邪恶的世代里。
He was living in a very perverse generation.
但是当他知道啊，神对那个世代人的审判就要来临，为什么？他的儿子马土沙拉就是他死的时候审判就来了，他就开始过了一个天天与神同行的生活。
And when he was convicted that judgment was going to come to the earth because his son was named Methuselah, means when he dies the judgment will come. Then he began to live in the presence of the Lord.
他跟我们没有不一样的，他是活在生活里面的，一样照常生儿养女养家糊口，但是可以不断的活在与神的交通中，直到他被主取去。
He is no different from us. He still lived on the earth. He lived and gave birth to more children. He lived to supply for his family. Yet he lived daily in fellowship and walking with the Lord.
以诺，倘若能行。我们应该更可以如此生活。
And if Enoch could do it thousands of years ago, then we even more so should be able to live according to the life of our Lord.
因为今天主不是在外面与我们同行啊，他已经在我们里面，我们都重生了，他住在我们的灵里，时刻与我们同在。
Because today, God is not walking with us outwardly, but He has already resurrected and His life is dwelling within us.And he's with us all the time.
只要我们随时回到灵里，随时跟他有相交，这是何等的亲切，是何等的便利。
Moment by moment, we can return into our spirit. We can fellowship with him. And that is so convenient to us. It is so intimate to us.
我们看下面这个 B 小点啊，就是属灵生命的长大。
And second small point is the growth of the spiritual life.
你知道主耶稣在变化山上的时候，有声音从天上出来说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And it was said at the Mount of Transfiguration, voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son; in Him I am well pleased."
弟兄点出来啊，这个跟主耶稣受浸的时候从水里上来的时候天上所出来的声音一样。
And we were reminded that it's the same voice that said when Jesus was baptized.
这是有一个成长的过程嘛。
But there is a period of growth.
所以不但如此，甚至于从主耶稣从小从年少一直到成年，他一生所活出的生活都是蒙神悦纳，讨神喜悦。所以说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And so throughout the life of the Lord, from when he was young to his youth and to all the way as he grows up, the father looks at him to say, "This is my beloved son. I am well pleased with him."
好，你看下面一处经文啊，是路加福音二章四十和五十节所记载的。
And Luke chapter 2 records this of our Lord Jesus.
就是说到主在地上渐长的时候啊，他不只是年纪身量增长。他的智慧并神和人喜爱他的心也一起增长。
Here says the Lord child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom and in the grace of the Lord upon him.
主耶稣是这样。
And that's our Lord Jesus.
彼得呢也是鼓励我们要生命要长大。
And so Peter encourages that our life should also grow in the same way.
所以他在离世以前呢，他就这样，他在一章的五到八节我没有打出来啊，他鼓励信徒要分外殷勤。他说什么？有了信心要加上德行、知识、节制、忍耐、前进、爱弟兄，还有爱众人。
So Peter encourages the saints from verse 5 to 8 that for this very reason, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence. In moral excellence, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love.
你看，而且呢，就这是什么？这就是灵命要长进的。
So what does that mean? We need to progress in our spiritual life.
那么，这个有什么影响呢？你看下面一节圣经。
And the next verse tells us,
这是接下去嘛，刚刚是五到八嘛，以后一章的十到十一节怎么说呢？
And so following that verse we just read from verse 5 to 8,
现在是十到十一哈。
So now it's at 10 and 11.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移，你们若行这几样就永不失脚。
Be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and his choosing you, for as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
In this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord Jesus will be abundantly supplied to you.
好，这一个灵命长进啊，跟主的话非常有关系。
And so the growth of our spiritual life has everything to do with the word of God.
现代人都知道预防病毒最好的方法就是增强自身的免疫力。
And now through the pandemic, we all know the best way to fight against any virus is to boost our immunity.
同样的，我们如果要预防谎言和异端的那个抗毒剂呢，就是神圣启示的圣言。
In the same way, if we want to guard against lies, to guard against heresies, the best way is to be informed in the word of the Lord.
因为只有主的话才是至圣的真道。
Because only the word of the Lord is the truth.
我们要在这个话语上殷勤地追求认识他，在属灵的生命上有长进。你知道，一个人长大成人呢，就不容易受骗，以至于失脚。
And so we need to press on in the word of the Lord to know him in the true knowledge of him. Because if someone is fully grown, then he will be less susceptible to deceit.
我们可以再看看主耶稣的榜样。
And we can see our Lord Jesus again as an example.
你知道他受浸以后啊，在禁止以前就到旷野受到魔鬼的试探，但是他是靠着主的话来对付了仇敌魔鬼的试探。
We all know that as soon as he was baptized,God took him into the desert to be tempted by the devil.
你记得吗？他说，人活着不是单靠食物，要靠神口里所出的一切话。你们当这个拜，要敬畏主你的神，单要侍奉他。你记得这些话吗？
And we all remember how he defeated the enemy's temptation Oh, it was only through the word of the Lord. He says, man does not live on bread alone, but through every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. And
worship, fear the worship, the Lord only.
Fear and worship the Lord only.
In him only to serve him. 那么我们要学习主耶稣运用神的话去对付并拆穿仇敌的谎言。
So in the same way, we need to learn from the Lord Jesus using the word of God to see through the lies of the enemy and to defeat all the temptations.
暑假来了，儿童、少年、青年背圣经啊，最好要储存神的话。
The summer is here. All the summer school classes, Sunday school classes from the youth to the children, they all have memory verses.
你不要想啊，背圣经是一件苦的事情啊。你如果实行啊，啊，这个所有的甘甜美善就会从心里面涌出来。
Do not think that memorizing the Bible is a bitter chore that you have to do. But if you really hide the word of God in your heart, and you will become a sweet fountain of spring that will gush out from your heart.
有一个秘诀啊。
There is a secret.
你不要去苦背。
Do not memorize the word as a chore.
要用祷告。
But through prayers.
用主的话去祷告。主的话又祷告又背。很容易就背下来了。
Pray through every verse of the word, and as you pray through this verse, it becomes your words, and you can memorize it very easily.
主的话能够使我们的思想被圣别，所以我们要宝贝主的话，不但读，不但祷，而且要默想主的话。
The word of the Lord can sanctify our mind, so not only to read and to memorize, but to meditate upon it.
我们说啊，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。我们怎么讨神的喜悦呢
？And as we read, "This is my beloved son; in him I'm well pleased." Then meditate. How can we be pleased by the Lord?
一个被神喜悦的思想啊，不是愁苦烦恼，又是不是抱怨，而是不断的默想主的话的这一种的思想。是蒙神喜悦的。
A mind that is pleased by the Lord is not one who constantly murmur and bitter and complains about all things, but one who meditates on the word of the Lord.
而且这个是住在主里面最好的一个凭借。
And this is the best example, the best way to abide in the Lord.
所以当然我们年岁增长了，老的越老年，但是跟着孩子们一起长的时候呢，属灵的生命也一同增长。更多的认识主，讨他的喜悦，做他的见证人，都做什么？得胜者。
As we grow in our age, let us also grow in our knowledge of the Lord, and let us grow with our children in the Word of God, so that we can all be overcomers together.
Yeah, 而且他的做他的见证人。
That we can be even testimonies of His Word.
那么，所以对付这样今天这个堕落。和被盗的世界，主的话我告诉我们，一方面我们必须要警惕啊，就如下面一组经节说的，彼得后书三章十七十八节所说的。
And from 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 17 and 8.
就最后两节是总结了。
The last two verses of 2 Peter says.
我们不是说彼得的心头的负担吗？
And this is the burden of Peter.
他说：“你们既然预先知道这事
，Therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand,
就是前面二章说的
，which is what we have already talked about in chapter 2.
主要就是挪亚时代不守本位天使所犯的罪，就是指堕落的天使和人的女儿的。”性别变态
and the depravity during the time of Noah, that is the angel who came down and took the daughters of men, and the depravity of sexual sins.
又如罗德的时代，罗马、索多玛、俄摩拉的从，这个彼得的话讲的再清楚也没有了。
And Peter made it very, very clear. It talks about the time of Enoch, talk about the time of Noah, the talk of the time of Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以他说，你们预先知道这事怎么样，就当防备。恐怕啊，这一个被恶人的错谬诱惑，就从自己坚固的地步上坠落，做坠落。
So he says, knowing all of this beforehand, then be on your guard, so that you will not carried away by the error and the unprincipled man, and fall from your own steadfastness.
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有什么？有长进。
But rather, grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
这些是说到主的话。
So this talks about the word of the Lord.
那下面呢，我们还要传福音。
But also we need to preach the word of the Lord.
所以这个另外一面，我们还要积极的传福音。
And we need to be very active in sharing the gospel.
正如又是彼得，彼得后书三章九节所说的。
And Peter said it again in chapter 3 verse 9.
他说主所应许的尚未成就。这个应许什么？就是他的再来和审判呢。有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们。他不愿意有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
He says his promise is not yet fulfilled, but he's not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but he is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish.But for all to come to repentance.
我们要像挪亚在他那个时代啊，向世人传道，传义道。
We should be like Noah, who shared the word of righteousness to his generation.
更要像约拿去传呢、啊，还有40天的宽限期，神就要审判了，但是还有机会悔改的这个福音。
And we should be like Jonah, who preached the gospel to the Ninevites.Saying there are 40 more days and the judgment will come, but there is still time to repent.
我们要记得神如何的恨恶罪，所以他要毁灭尼尼微。
And we need to remember how the Lord detests ungodliness. He detests sin, so he determined to judge and to destroy Nineveh.
但是神又如何的爱那些罪大恶极的尼尼微人和他一切所造之物呢？
Yet, in all his kindness, he loved the sinners in Nineveh. All the people of, all the unrighteous people in Nineveh.
在神的眼里面，再大的罪，只要人悔改认罪，神都能赦免，他不将所说的审判和灾临到他们。
In the eye of the Lord, no matter how great a sin you have committed, he loves you. As long as you turn to him and repent, he will forgive.
所以可见神的公义和他的爱是同时存在，是不会分开的。尼尼微人就是最好的一个例子。
And Ninevites became the best example to show that the love and the judgment of the Lord can coexist and will never be separated.
所以尼尼微人就是最好的例子。
And so they are the best examples of this.
我们再看 C 小点，十字架的道路。
So we see the thirdly, the way of the cross.
主耶稣在变化山上有摩西有以利亚同他显现和他谈论主耶稣去世的事就是在耶路撒冷将要成的事所以呢这个荣耀啊跟十字架上十字架是有关联的
So Moses and Elijah appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration and talked with the Lord Jesus about about the cross about the way he was going to depart from the earth and so we see glory has everything to do with the cross that he was about to partake
我们再看彼得前书五章十节、啊、
and if you see from 1 Peter chapter 5
你看又是我们这个彼得心头的负担、啊、
again it's the deepest burden in Peter's heart
他说那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀、嗯、
he saysThat the God of all grace who have called you into the eternal glory in Christ.
等你们战受苦难之后呢必要亲自成全你们坚固你们赐力量给你们。
That he himself will perfect, will confirm, will strengthen and establish you after you have suffered a little while.
我们都喜欢荣耀但是不喜欢苦难。
Of course, we all love eternal glory, but we don't like to suffer.
就像彼得，他喜欢在变化山上的荣耀，他不要主上十字架。
Just、
他对主说：“
like,
万万不可。”
Just like Peter himself, he loved to dwell on the glory on the Mount of Transfiguration, and he does not want to go to the cross.
但是得荣耀、进荣耀的路呢？这个必须经过十字架，没有十字架就没有冠冕，所以在荣耀之前。必要有苦难。
Yet the way to glory must go through the cross. Without the cross, there is no crown. And so, therefore, to receive glory, we must suffer a little while.
苦难和十字架是暂时的，
Yet,
而荣耀却是永远的。那是目的，那是结果。
Yet the suffering and the cross is only temporal, but glory is eternal.
何况在这个经历苦难和这个过程当中还有赐诸般恩典的神亲自坚固赐力量给我们所以呢不要担忧也不要惧怕
and even more so while we are suffering, going through the suffering, the God of all grace will perfect, will confirm, will strengthen us. So do not fret.
彼得告诉我们这个秘密，他说啊，其实不是将来主要来审判这个世，不只是啊要来审判这个世界，就是今天在信徒们身上的一些苦难，也是神对儿女一些正面的审判。
And the Peter also tells us, not only the Lord will come and judge the whole world, but in our sufferings today, sometimes it is the righteous God coming to discipline His children positively.
就是叫我们脱离这世界上一切从情欲的来的败坏，渐渐除去我们的不洁与不义，好与神的性情有份。
So that we,
圣洁的性情有份。
So that we can be set free from the sensualities.And the sin of this world, and that we can partake in the glory and the righteousness and godliness of the Lord.
所以在我们生活中所受的一些审判呢，其实对神的儿女是一种拯救。
So sometimes, even though we feel that we're being judged in our life, but rather it is salvation to us.
就如上周弟兄说了，彼得在经过变化山的经历以后，仍然需要十字架在他身上的工作。
Just as our brother shared last week, even though Peter had experienced the Mount of Transfiguration. He has seen the glory, yet he still needs the dealing of the cross in his life.
把他从一个天然的人，甚至拦阻主耶稣上十字架，甚至三次否认主的人，做成了一个与主合一的主的见证人。
That this natural man who had denied the Lord three times, who had tried to prevent the Lord from going to the cross, eventually he became a union with the Lord in testimony.In sharing the testimony of God.
你知道彼得到最后他最终他愿意并且能够为义并且为基督甚至于倒定十字架。
Till the very end, he was willing, not only to go on the cross, but to be nailed on the cross upside down for the righteousness and for the gospel of the Lord.
所以今天我们每个人也需要主的十字架在我们身上的工作，除去我们的旧人和天然的人，好叫我们变化更像主。能够真正成为主的见证人。
So for all of us, we also need the dealing of the cross in our life to deal away with our natural man and that we can be more like him until we see him face to face.
有一天我们也可能会义受逼迫，甚至性命受威胁，但是主耶稣在马太十章二十八节告诉门徒怎么说呢？
Perhaps one day we will also be persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Even our life might be threatened. But the Lord has told us in Matthew chapter 10 verse 28.
那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们；唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
Do not fear those who kill the body and are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him.Who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell?
所以主说，我们当敬畏啊，当拜就是敬畏主你的神，但要侍奉他。这就是主的话。
Therefore, the Lord says, "Worship the Lord God and serve Him only. Fear the Lord."
彼得他是认识神的义，他认识神的国，他认识神的审判。他跟随爱他的主，至终走了十字架的道路。他为主殉道。
Peter now have seen and he knows the righteousness of God. He knows the kingdom of God and the judgment of God, and therefore he was willing to follow him all the way into glory.
今天的地上是满了不虔和不义，但是我们只要照着他的应许，在地上过一个圣洁和敬虔的生活。
Yes, we live in a world full of ungodliness and unrighteousness. But if we're willing to follow and to believe in His promise,
啊，我们彼此鼓励，我们都好好的来预备，
and that we're willing,
并且盼望主的再来。
We're willing to live a godly life in this generation, and we can encourage one another, strengthen one another until the coming of the Lord.
我们说进入荣耀、进入国的路，那么这个路的终点是什么呢？
And we talked about this way to go to the kingdom, to go into His glory.
彼得后书又是彼得三章十三节。
Then what is the destination? What's the end? And Peter tells us in chapter 3 verse 13.
因为只有在新天新地里才有真正的义义居住在其中。
According to his promise, we are looking for a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
这一个进入神的国和荣耀的路的终点就是新天新地，在里面有义居在其中，那是何等的盼望。
And the end destination of this way into his kingdom is that there will be a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells within.
好，啊，最后快快的用希伯来书这一个十章和35-39来彼此勉励。
So at the end, I want to quickly encourage all of us through Hebrews chapter 10.
你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。因为还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。只是义人必因信得生。他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致魂得救的人。
From verse 35, therefore do not throw away your confidence, or do not throw away your brave heart, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet in a little while, he who is coming will come, and he will not delay, but my righteous shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the preserving of the soul.
Amen. 所以我们看了今天所处的世代和周围所发生的事情，证明了主的快来。
So as we see all the world around us, we see the generation that we're in, it proves that the Lord is coming soon.
因为主的话说啊，他这些灾难就像惨难，就像生产之苦，是会越来越频繁，越来越剧烈，所以需要忍耐和勇敢的心。
And the Lord had made it very clear in His words that all of these things are the beginning of birth pain, which the intensity and the frequency of which will only increase. So we need to have courage and a brave heart.
就是这段经文开始的时候所说的哈。好，那么弟兄告诉我们呢，在这一段等候主再来的时间，有几个关键的事情，简单的说，能预备我们，帮助我们预备他的再来。
So there are a few things that can really help us to prepare ourselves for His coming.
第一个就是需要有异象，就是要在灵里看见主的威荣，并听见主的声音。
First of all, we need to have a vision that in the spirit we can see His glory and we can hear His voice.
你如果姊妹弟兄们可以把那个诗歌第一节打出来哈，就如诗歌上面所说的。
If we can go back to the hymn that we just sang,
他说啊，空中隐约。这个字念煞，煞煞吹来荣耀的细雨，我们的主就要回来。
Here it says, there is a whisper from the glory of the coming of the Lord.
啊，下面一节他说啊，在地上砸踏，那个字念踏，喧嚣声中，这是何等的鼓舞。
But yet, amidst the earth tumults, there is peace among us.
他对我们说啊，看啊，这个英文就是站住，不要摇动，我就快来了。
The Chinese says behold, but English says hold fast, be steady.
你不要小看这个细语啊，声音不要大，这个内容很重要，能够鼓舞人心。
And even though this is a whisper, maybe perhaps it's not very loud, but it's the content, what it says, that's the most important and most encouraging.
好像一个母亲啊在临盆的时候啊，痛得不得了啊，一秒都痛忍不住了。
Just like a mother giving birth, right before the baby is coming out, it's when the lady is having the most pain.
那个护士啊，就在耳朵边上讲，已经食指了，小孩子马上就生出来了。
And it's like the nurse telling the mother, whispering in her ear, "You're fully dilated. It's coming very soon."
这个可以帮助孕妇忍耐到底啊。
And perhaps that little whisper will help the pregnant mother to endure and persevere till the very end.
所以我们说主的话就是微小的细语啊，也能帮助我们忍耐到底，直到我们行完神的旨意。
Therefore the word of the Lord, even though it's a small whisper, it can still help us and strengthen us to endure and persevere to the very end.
你知道像彼得像摩西这些见证人啊，信心的见证人啊，都是因为看见了异象，看见了要来的荣耀，就能够忍耐到底，而得着了所应许的大赏赐。
Just like Peter or Paul or Moses, it was only because they have seen the great vision by their own eyes, then they can persevere to the very end until they receive the reward in their faith.
第二，我们需要变化。
So we need to be transformed.
今天一切临到我们的事情在我们的身上就是为了变化我们，要除去一切的斑点和皱纹。
All the things that's happening in our life, all the things that are trials and burdens, they are there to train us and to transform us and to, so that we can become spotless and without wrinkle.
目的就是把我们预备成为一个荣耀的教会，能够跟主的荣耀相配，能够进入一起同享他的荣耀嘛。
And the purpose so that we can be built up into a glorious church that is in match to the glory of the Lord.
我有一个比方。
And I have an example.
好像一个新娘子。
Just like a bride.
她注意饮食、睡眠、运动，为什么？
She, before her wedding day, she goes on the diet, she goes to exercise, and she really cares for her sleeping schedules and what she eats.
我要维持最好的体重，最好的气色，在婚礼的那一天成为一个最美丽的新娘，迎接新郎。
Because she desired to maintain her figures to, so that she will be the most beautiful bride on her wedding day.
第三呢，就像啊，以诺啊，他听了神的启示，知道马杜莎拉死的时候审判就来，他时时刻刻活在与神亲密的交通的生活中。
And we may also be like Enoch, just when he had heard the warning of the Lord, when his son dies, the judgment will come, then he maintained himself in the fellowship of God.
圣经讲啊，同行三百年啊，天天都蒙主纪念，都被主算数，直到被主取去。
The Bible says he walked with the Lord for 300 years until he was taken by the Lord.
就如诗歌第二节所说的，听见主对他说，你起来与我同去。
Just like verse 2 says, child, come away, up my child, and come away.
但我们都做今天的以诺，当我们再听到主再来的消息，不是又一次的励志，又是知识道理，乃是一个新的开始，听了就去行，生活有所改变。
May we all become like Enoch. When we hear the word of the Lord, we don't just make another new resolution, but rather rise up and follow the Lord, walk with Him, change our life.
趁着主来以前还有一点点的时候，我们在地上生活，心在地生活，心却在天，在天信心中天天与主同行，讨主的喜悦。
Before the Lord's coming, yet there is a very little while that we may live on the earth as in heaven.And that we can live in the presence of God.
心中只有一个愿望，只有一个追求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，就是住在主里面。
There will be one desire in our heart, the only desire that we may dwell in the house of the Lord, which is to abide in Him.
我听弟兄姊妹说啊，这个住在主里面很玄呐，怎么个住在主里面法
？I've heard brothers and sisters said, abide in the Lord sounds very mystical. How does that work?
今天主是住在我们里面，从来没有离开我们。
The Lord today abides in us; He never leaves us.
问题是我们有没有住在主里面
？But the question is, do we abide in Him?
只要我们随时转回灵里，就能瞻仰他的荣美，就能在他的殿里。其实灵里就是至圣所啊。
Only when we turn back to the Holy Spirit, which is the holiest of holy, then we will gaze upon His glory.
听见。他的声音这样子活在与亲密的交通中。
Then we can hear his voice and we can live in the intimate fellowship with him.
我有一个例子。
I have an example.
如果你老妈妈或者老爸爸跟你同住。
If you live with your elderly father or mother.
你有没有跟他说说话
？Do you talk to them?
还是老妈妈住在房间里一个人
？Or does your parents live in the room by themselves?
但愿我们的主不但住在我们里面。我们天天和他有交通。
So may the Lord dwell within us. Not only He abides in us daily, but that we can speak with Him.
主再来的时候，不要因为我们跟他很生疏，我们的心又责备我们，我们就畏缩退住，畏惧退缩了。我们是坦然无惧，欢欢喜喜的迎接我们主再来。
May we be not be like those who are ashamed at His coming when we don't know Him very well, or we are condemned in our own hearts and we will shrink back.But that when He comes, we will joyfully welcome Him.
能从他得着奖赏。
Then we can receive a great reward.
得以丰丰富富进入我们主救主基督永远的国。
That we can abundantly enter into the glory, the eternal glory of our Lord.
和他同享永远的荣耀。
And that we can enjoy this eternal glory with him together.
何等的快乐并荣耀的盼望。
Oh, what joy. What a glorious hope.
最后好不好把这首诗歌第一节到第三节从小声到大声唱一遍作为我们每一个人向主的一个回应。
So may we sing this hymn one more time from perhaps just verse 1, 2, and 3 from a whisper to an exclamation.